Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
903 on ESPN 97.5. Summer 378-0377-6. You see, Altuve got his average up to over 220. And now back to 214.
Yep.
Altuve will hit 300 this year.
Ooh, I don't think so.
I do. He brought it up 20 points in two games.
I know, but...
A 2-for-4
and a
3-for-4.
We don't have a lot of time left.
We've got over a month left.
Games.
Huh? In 2 days, he brought it up almost 20 points.
Yeah, he's not... He did hit. I mean, he didn't hit yesterday, but he's had some multi-hit games. He's been much, much better over a three-game stretch, at least.
It's disconcerting how piss-poor they are against good teams. I mean, like... Piss poor.
Yeah.
Luckily,
yeah.
They've played very few games against
for those who,
good teams.
They are 0-for-3 against the Dodgers. They were swept against Dodgers 0-2, swept by the
Padres.
Padres swept by the A's. They're 0-8 against teams with winning records. Just winning records. The Astros themselves have a winning record when they face, like, they're 0-5 against LA and San Diego. Against San Francisco, they're 2-1. They're 14-16. They're 4-0 against Colorado. They're 13-15, but would have a winning record, you know, outside of what they did with the Astros. And then they're 1-2 against Arizona, 2-1 against the Angels, who are 9-20, and 6-1 against Seattle, who's 11-19. Eight of their wins have come against teams who are, well, grand total of 20-39. It's you're beating bad teams, you're losing to good teams. That's what it is.
Yep. They got the Angels now. And do you see Greinke sitting on the ground? Greinke is so Greinke. You can't not love Greinke.
So Greinke yesterday was shown he was giving these, he just kept doing a one finger down, one, 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 one. He did it four times and then threw a 54-mile-an-hour lob pitch for a strike. And as the ball was coming in, the hitter realized what was going on. Like, his timing was thrown completely off, and he's literally smiling at Greinke, looking at him smiling as the ball was still approaching. Because, you know, in your mind, you can't swing at that. You're off balance. He had no chance. But Greinke calling his own pitch and throwing a 54-mile-an-hour. People were acting like it was a curve. It wasn't a curve. It was just like a lob. And for a strike.
Yeah. No, that was a beautiful
Greinke
pitch.
Greinke was... Now, Greinke ended up giving up, what, three runs?
Yeah.
But there were times where Greinke, I thought, looked really good. He's having a much better year this year than last year.
Yeah.
This is looking like Greinke.
He wasn't here long enough. That was a short sample, small sample size.
Well, this is, too. This is a much smaller sample size than last year's sample size.
So far. He is pitching better. But, again, I don't think AJ had any confidence in him. I mean, AJ just pulled him. He threw 106 pitches yesterday. Now, that's over six innings. That's not good. Even though he only had two walks, he wasn't nearly as sharp. 106 pitches in only six innings. That was not nearly as sharp as he's been in the past. He didn't have his best stuff. But man, can you believe Scrub? He's still got a zero ERA, a scrub. I mean, this dude is... He and Taylor both. These are unbelievable finds. Now, Belak got lit up, and, you know, that was bound to happen. Belak's not the guy that we saw over those five starts. This is
maybe
more.
Maybe he had a bad game.
Yeah, maybe.
Of course, he also had good games against bad teams.
Yes, right. I mean, hey, listen, that San Diego lineup is...
Oh, it's getting nasty. I'm telling you, San Diego's just the young Astros. this is what the Astros look like in about 16, 17. This is what they look like. This is the young Astros team coming together, 15. It's kind of like 15 Astros, right? Just like, holy crap, where are these guys coming from? Oh, look at Tatis, Correa. Same kind of guy, you know. But you look at their lineup, and yeah, you can see some young arms. They've got some young arms that are kind of developing. This look, they're having fun. Mm-hmm. They're having so much fun. This looks like the 15 Astros, only a better lineup than the 15 Astros had. The 15 Astros had Springer and Altuve, and they had, you know, a young Correa coming up, Colby Rasmus. I mean, it was they had a smaller amount of good players, but they were so energetic. They liked each other. It just kept building that, you know, 16, they added Bregman. This is what the – I feel like I'm watching that with the Padres. It's because they have so much fun when they're playing.
Yeah. Man, well, Machado, I thought it was a terrible signing. It turns out, I mean, paying him all that money because, you know, dude who walks the first base on a grounder to short, dude who, you know, he's had multiple issues, but it turns out pretty damn good signing. Hosmer, Myers, I mean, they've got 300 hitters up and down the lineup. And Tatis is the biggest star. He's got a chance to be the biggest star in the game.
Mm-hmm.
If he wasn't in San Diego.
Oh, without question.
Yeah. If he wasn't in San Diego, that hurts.
So you're looking at a guy who has that long athletic frame, just like Carlos Correa, has tremendous speed. Did you see him? I mean, he can run now. Tatis can really run. He's got range defensively. He's got major power. I feel like we're watching what we thought we were getting with Carlos Correa the whole time. And now Carlos has been good this year.
Yeah.
There's no question. But I was, this whole time, I was expecting him actually to be Tatis. What I see from Tatis, I'm like, oh, that's what I thought Carlos was going to be.
Yeah.
Maybe he's becoming that right now.
Yeah.
But Tatis is the truth.
Yeah. I think, well, Carlos is, I'll tell you what, after when he came back from that injury and he was lost at the plate, I thought, you know, he was done. Carlos is having himself a nice resurgence, especially when he's getting close to getting paid time. Carlos is going to get paid. Carlos still has a chance to be a star in the league. He's put himself this year. I think he's put himself in a different category than he was before. He's an $8 million guy this year. He's got 1 year left. They'll probably have to give him closer to 12 next year if he continues to play like this. And then what he'll get on the open market is probably close to 20.
Mm.
He's one of the best, if not the best, defensive shortstops in the league.
He's phenomenal defensive shortstop, and he's coming around. It's like as he's finally – let's say he had started doing this before. If he had finally started doing this before, wouldn't we be looking at a guy who – would have already been paid, maybe?
Yeah. Well, he's in arbitration. Again, last year he got five.
No, but if he had done this earlier and not been injured all the time, the Astros probably would have locked him up to a shorter deal.
Well, no.
An extension.
They would have done what they did with Bregman. Give him $100 million before he even got to arbitration.
Right.
You know what? They would have locked him up for a long-term deal before he got to arbitration, but he was injury-prone and he was up and down. Carlos is turning himself into a long-term big deal guy.
He's still got to stay healthy.
I mean,
it's one thing to stay healthy.
Get through these 2 months.
Yeah, it's one thing to stay healthy inside a season that is one-third, basically, of what it usually is. I mean, it's not one-third, but might as well be. I mean, it's 40% of the season, so it's less than 40%. So it's... I don't know if that tells you anything. That's still a concern for Carlos. Can he stay healthy? But, man, what we're seeing, he looks extraordinarily confident. And defensively, he is a wizard.
Yep.
I can't believe I ever talked about him being third. You don't put that guy at third base. He's not A-Rod. You do not put him at third base until he has to go.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be for another 6 years, 8, 10 years?
For his size, the way he moves?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. 912 ESPN 975-713-780-3776. Let's talk a little TGS insurance.
Making sure that keeping your money in your pocket should be a big deal for you. It should always be a big deal, not just during a pandemic, a recession, a depression, whatever this thing ends up turning into. But look, you're going to have to make cuts, but you shouldn't always be cutting quality. You want to keep quality but just cut cost, and that's where I can help you out. You know, it's like when you go to the grocery store and you buy something and you have a, you know, a discount coupon. And why wouldn't you use that? Why would you pay more? If you can shop between two different pairs of shoes, it's the same shoe, but it's different prices. You're going to take the one that's less expensive. How about this? When you text the word money to 232323, you are gaining access to A-rated insurance companies who are fighting for your business and trying to offer the lowest rates they can for an A-rated insurance company. These are the same underwriters who are underwriting the policies of the big brand name companies out there who just push that business down to their A-rated companies who are doing all the real insuring it anyway. Well, TGS says go straight to the source. Text the word money to 232323 and we will bring that right to you. Text 2323 money to 232323 and get a firm quote within 15 minutes from TGSinsurance.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:15 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. 3 o'clock game today. 5:30 on Wednesday when we could have possible Hurricane Laura or Marco or who knows which one's going to hit us or what. But we're possibly going to be, I don't know, we might be on the whip end of the hurricane too, right?
Yeah, they got to see
the dirty end. If it hits Louisiana and come whipping through here, whatever.
Yeah, it is the western side is a dirty side, right?
Is the western side?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Or no. Let me see.
I don't know. It depends on we, you know what? I used to be a meteorologist, but I'm not anymore. I was, but I gave that up just because I hated being wrong almost every day.
Right side of the storm.
So it's the east side. Yeah, east side. Remember Lake Charles got the whip on us, right? And they got their ass handed to them. Rockets today, 3 o'clock. So far, this is the only series where the home team is held serve. Just so you know.
Oh, each time?
Each game? Okay. Each game. Yeah. So it's the home court advantage has been very important in this series, where the other series, it really hasn't.
So has the series not started yet because a road team hasn't won?
That's correct.
Correct.
According to Kenny Smith. Mm-hmm. That was a Kenny Smith quote. The series doesn't start. Well, I think Kenny actually said the series doesn't start until one team's facing elimination. Actually, I think that was the quote.
But the other one, as you mentioned, is series doesn't start till road team wins a game.
Yeah.
Oh, so, of course, it could be a 7-game series, and the series never started.
Because neither team is the road team.
Yeah.
Right.
In this instance. Yeah, I am interested to see. I don't think, and I'm with Lance here, I don't think the way that the Thunder love to play is good enough to win. They're going to have, and this is what happens in the playoffs quite a bit, you have to go to something else. Because what you thought was your best lineup isn't the answer. If Billy Donovan rolls out the Dort Adams lineup for 30 plus minutes tonight again, the Rockets are going to win because that lineup has been proven to be a negative for the Thunder. If I'm the Rockets, I'm hoping he sticks with what he knows as opposed to what he might have seen when Adams got hurt and he couldn't play late in the fourth and into overtime. Danilo at the five with Dort on Harden gives the Thunder their best shot. Now, you can't play it the entire time because guys got to get a rest and Dort has to get a rest. But that should be your big lineup throughout the rest of the series because you have spacing with Danilo. You have your Harden, quote-unquote, stopper. And then you have your three guards on the floor who, without Adams plugging up the lane, have room. But if they don't play that way, I think this ends in five for the Rockets.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think if James Harden and Eric Gordon play just a little bit better, Chris Paul has not been a factor at all in this series. Not really. And Dort is a great defender, but But if Russ comes back, they're going to have an issue with dealing with Russ if he attacks the basket. Even if he doesn't come back, I don't think it matters. They're a better team than Oklahoma City. I thought Oklahoma City would be a tougher matchup. But really, the only tough matchup I'm seeing is Lu Dort guarding James Harden. It's one of the few guys who is big and quick. And that's what you have to – you can't be undersized and guard James Harden. It's just not going to happen. So, obviously, they're still dangerous. They still have life. But the Rockets need to get out there and smash them today and put them in a hole. So, you're better off if you don't have to go to Russell Westbrook. And I don't think they're going to rush Russell Westbrook out there, because at no point has it looked like they can't win this series unless Russell Westbrook's out there. I don't believe that to be the case. Now, you get to the next round where it looks like L.A. woke up after game one. Game one was a surprise. I think they're awake now, and I think L.A. will whack Portland. I think they do it in – I think they'll win four straight, and they'll be done with Portland. But you need Russ to win that one. There's no question about that. You have to have Russ to win that one. So we'll see. We'll see how they do today. But I feel pretty good about them.
Mm-hmm. No, they've been the better team in the series. They've been the better team in the series, and it's been that finish was unfortunate. Was it kind of dumb of James, the early foul 50 seconds in to the overtime?
Yeah, I
mean, it's hard to blame him for.
I don't blame him. He was just around the basket, but if you're not going to guard guys at all and let them get to the basket, then don't reach around. Yeah. Don't reach for the ball whenever they're under the basket. Like, don't do that either.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really troubling is you see how they had zero offensively, other than Eric Gordon taking janky shots. The Rockets had no poise in overtime. None.
I think it has a lot to do with the lineup they saw. Because if Eric Gordon has the ability to get to the rim because of matchups, then he can compromise the defense. You pass the ball out. And if you have Steven Adams closing on one of your, whether it be Jeff Green or whoever, you can drive around him and find an open shot. There are less open shots to be taken because they didn't have clear advantages on the perimeter because it was the three guards. Danilo, you can hide on Tucker, and then you play Dort straight up on I guess Gordon at the time, or Harden, because Harden wasn't in the game. I think the Rockets always like to seek out matchups. They always want to make you play smaller because they believe they have an advantage. Stubborn coaching on Donovan's part will make this a short series. I agree with you. Traditionally, the Rockets win this in five. If Donovan comes out of this shell it's been their best lineup all year. But if you play it in this series, you're done. If you get away from it, I think this series looks different.
But some coaches don't, like Gary Kubiak couldn't adjust on the Gary Kubiak was a great game planner and he could make a great script. But when things didn't go according to the way he saw them, he did not make good adjustments on the fly. Rudy was a guy who made good adjustments on the fly. Billy Donovan might just be one of those guys who said, this is what we do and who we are, and let's just execute. Well, he might be one of those guys.
Then he's going to go home in five. Because you look at this lineup, Paul, Gilgeous, Alexander, and Schroeder all combined for 20-plus points. Some certainly added overtime, and Paul made a big shot in overtime to kind of put it away. Those guys have gotten going. Gilgeous Alexander had a good game, too, as well. You're starting to see the Thunder guards pick it up a little bit. Paul didn't get going until late in game two, got it going in game three, and they're picking up. That's three guys put up 70-plus points. So the Rockets the answers aren't going to be there defensively. I think the Thunder will still continue to score. But if you want to throw two non-scorers out there again, you're handing D'Antoni and the Rockets a series win. I don't know if the Thunder can beat them with the lineup I'm suggesting, but it's your only shot. If you're a Rocket fan, pray that Billy Donovan thinks he should play Steven Adams 30 minutes tonight.
Yeah, I would agree.
Gallinari can just still get your rebounds.
Yeah, he's still the biggest guy on the floor.
Do you really think James and Eric Gordon are going to shoot 16%?
I've seen Eric Gordon struggle in playoffs. You don't have to shoot.
That's low. 7 of 44 and two over a two-game run is low, low, low.
Eric Gordon's not been a good shooter all year.
One of them was an easy win, though.
He's not been a good shooter all year. He took all this time off, then was injured, didn't get the eight games in the bubble.
Shots. What is he taking such terrible-ass shots for?
This is Eric Gordon
this
year,
this year.
He's been bad.
Why does he think he needs to shoot from 31 feet?
Because that's the style. That's what they play. I was with somebody last week. We were watching the games, and he was like, what the hell is this team doing? What are you? And he said, that's what they do, bro. This is the Rockets. If you haven't watched them all year, this is Rocket basketball. It's like, wow. It is. It's not very thoughtful.
And we talk about, not at all. You talk about James and his, does he really going to have another bad game? I mean, he was bad from three, but overall his shooting percentage wasn't terrible. Got the three line, 38 points. We know. He had a, that's James. Do we expect Jeff Green to continue to shoot? Because we can play this game either way.
Yeah.
Is Jeff Green going to be this guy, the guy who couldn't make rotations on other teams and all of a sudden is putting up 22 and 5 of 8 for 3?
But he's playing great basketball, too. It's not just he's making some threes. Ooh, Jeff is going to the hole. Jeff is getting tip outs and rebounds. And Jeff is playing. I didn't think this was a 10-day contract player.
Because he couldn't play for other teams.
Yeah. He couldn't play, and all of a sudden he looks like a real player for the Rockets. Austin Rivers, see, this is where Daryl pulls this stuff out of his ass. He'll always have a place in Houston sports fans' hearts because Austin Rivers, nobody thought Austin Rivers could play. Everyone thought he was a Doc Rivers. Like, this is just a clear case of, what is it when you
nepotism.
Have your son? Yeah, it's just a clear case of nepotism. Doc has been, I mean, Austin Rivers has been a legitimate backup guard for the Rockets. He's been a legitimate player who's gotten better under the Rockets. Jeff Green looks confident and has played good basketball with the Rockets. I don't know. I mean, I think Jeff Green can keep playing fairly well.
I think if they continue to use centers, traditional centers on him, when we all know he's not a center, but he's playing small ball five, I think he will continue to have big games because he can use his speed against them, or if they're fearful of closing out, he'll shoot, and he's been shooting the ball pretty well. The thing with Austin Rivers is, as well as he played in game two, 2 for 7 for 4 in game three, and 4 points. That is the up and down. That's what it won't be a big deal in this series, I don't think. But that is the up and down that I fear from this Rockets rotation. He can be as productive as he was in game two, and then be a no show in game three because they have too many guys like that to be a championship team. But I think the matchups they're taking advantage of in this series, those guys can play well enough for them to get through this one.
Yep. All right, we got Gilbert on the other side right here, guys. So there's a tease for you. All right, so you do not want to go anywhere. Gilbert's on the line. We'll see if he's still awake when we come back. But right now I want to talk about the MMA law firm. Look, it's hurricane season. And guess what? There's possible, flooding and all kinds of bad weather coming. And you might have to deal with an insurance company. So here's who you think of, the large loss attorneys. If you have to deal with an insurance company, and plenty of them, it was a hassle after Harvey, what everybody had to go through with the insurance companies. And was it a flood? Was it a hurricane? What was the reason for your, and did you have the coverage and all of that stuff? Well, you need somebody on your side that is going to help you and that is going to get you through and work with that insurance company and make sure that you get what you deserve. If that insurance company is keeping you from getting what you deserve, then the large loss attorneys are here for you. They're McClenny, Mosley & Associates, MMA law firm, largelossattorneys.com. And here's the best part. No consultation fee, and you don't have to pay them a dime. You don't have to pay them a dime if you don't win and if you don't collect. So there's no out-of-pocket, nothing out-of-pocket. So no fees, nothing. So if you're looking for that law firm, you're in a bind, the insurance company isn't paying, go to largelossattorneys.com. That's largelossattorneys.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Hey, guys, new advertiser here, but I think it's incredibly important. It's one of the ones that one of the sponsors that I've been most excited to speak for, but it's for a different reason than usual. It's because I see what they do at CoreMed Solutions, and it's an unusually important, and it's something that we really don't take as seriously as we should, and that's our heart health. What CoreMed Solutions does, cardiovascular disease, number one killer in the country, right? Well, it's got an added, it's an upped ante ever since myocarditis has been detected with people who have had COVID, even asymptomatic people. Myocarditis can be deadly if it's not treated. It can be deadly for youth. It can be deadly for anybody. And so that's why the EKG and the echocardiogram testing and the stress testing, this is doing a great job of finding out who has issues with myocarditis or who has issues with the heart. And there's so many people who have these issues, including people who are younger. And that's why youth athletes are being tested more and more, and you need to be tested as well. If you're a small business owner, you can get your entire company tested for a fraction of the cost. Whether it's through insurance or whether you just want to do it individually, they have made it affordable at about $200. You can get an echocardiogram, which gives them the exact idea of what's going on with your heart. You can actually see what is going on. They've got mobile units, and they can take it directly to you or to your business, or you can stop in on the Southwest Freeway. Go to CoreMedSolutions.com. Find out how your heart health is, CoreMedSolutions.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, that's right. The Astros played last time. Trout didn't play, right? He had the baby? When they beat him two games to one? Trout is here now.
Well, does it make you feel good?
No, doesn't make me feel good at all. Screw Trout.
What did he do to you?
He's an a-hole.
How so?
I think he's doing something illegal.
You mean?
Ooh, be careful. I think he's doing something illegal.
He already
sued
one guy.
He already sued
one radio guy for $180,000. You want to be the second one?
Did he jaywalk? I don't know. Do you know?
He said illegal. He didn't say steroids. He said illegal.
I said it's something illegal. Jaywalking's illegal. Did he do it? I'm sure he did.
Careful.
Well, they're 2-8 in their last 10, so it's not like Trout's made that much of a difference.
Ooh, don't talk about the record.
Why not? We love.
What are you talking
we
about?
We love a terrible team if you're the Astros. We love beating up on terrible teams. And they're 2-8 in their last 10. Trout
better
help
chance
them.
Of getting to the second round of a playoffs, Texans or Rockets?
Oh, Texans.
Who would the Astros be facing? Oh.
Getting to the second round.
Oh, getting to the second round.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's pretty even.
Yeah.
The Astros, well, now, ooh.
What are the playoffs
look
like?
So it's the first team in the division and the second team in the division.
Plus the
best 7 and 8 teams.
Yes.
Okay. Better chance of getting past the second round of a playoff.
What do you consider the second round?
Oh, by far the Astros.
You're going to say by far. No. Texans or Rockets?
Oh, Texans or Rockets.
I mean, the Rockets have been to the Western Conference Finals twice.
Better chance. But the way the Clippers are playing right now? The Lakers. They got the Lakers. The way the Lakers are playing right now, I don't know.
Better chance of getting to the conference finals.
I'd much rather be playing the Clippers.
Yeah. Look how quick it changes. Yeah. Not me. It's matchup based. I think it's the Clippers are a bad matchup. The Clippers are getting beat by a Luka step back three. I mean, the Clippers are still the tougher team for the Rockets. They got guys who can guard James.
The Clippers are up by 20 and blew it. 21,
yeah, they
actually
blew a big-ass lead yesterday.
Do they have guys who can guard James? Because it appears neither one of their best two want to guard Luka all that much.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure what's up with that.
So how often do they really actually want to guard James? I'm sure they don't want to expend that type of energy throughout this series. Because we saw Mark Jackson being Mark Jackson. Kawhi needs to get on Luka. Kawhi was like, okay, I'll take him a couple times in the fourth quarter. But throughout the game, as he was cooking them, they weren't, and they were allowing easy switches. How often did you see Reggie Jackson or Lou Williams on Luka because they allowed for it to happen? Even on the final play, on the switch, they allowed the switch to happen, and he wound up on Reggie Jackson when Kawhi initially was on him. Doc Rivers needs to figure some things out. Maybe stop taking your best defender off their best player. Stop making it so easy for them to get their best matchup. So I question how much we'll see.
You're just a coach hater, Dell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop doing one night when all I get to do is watch basketball. Stop doing dumb things. Stop it.
It is dumb.
It's pretty simple. Yeah. Get Steven Adams off the floor and stop allowing Luka to hunt out matchups. It's not that hard. Start paying me millions of dollars.
Well, let's pay Gilbert to see what he thinks about this matchup. Hey, Gilbert.
What do you think about the matchup?
Yeah. What do you think about the matchup tonight? Today, the Rockets and the Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma.
Why do you hate the Rockets?
They can't play. They cannot play. They cannot play.
Why? Why do you say that?
Why?
Well, the card cannot do it tonight. You're going to get injured again. You're going to have a hamstring pull.
Oh, no.
What?
Harden's going to have a hamstring pull.
Harden's
going
to have a hamstring pull?
Hamstring, yeah. You get a
That's
going to
be a big problem if that happens.
You watch it tonight anyway. I wonder what you have to...
Well,
hey, I got a new bicycle, by the way.
You did?
Nice.
Yeah, but one problem is there's a bicycle seat shortage anyway.
There's a bicycle seat shortage?
Because there's a pandemic anyway, you know. There's no bicycle seats.
So you got a bicycle with no seat?
Ooh, that
hurts. But I need big seats, so big bicycle seats. They're just short on that anyway. All that thing anyway.
So you need a specialized seat?
Yeah.
How much is that going to cost?
And one more thing, John. John, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. We have a China guard. Went there the other day. They're closed. What happened?
What? They were closed? Well, maybe you went at the wrong time. What time did you go?
2:00. They were still closed.
Oh, yeah. They probably didn't open. What day?
On a weekday, Tuesday.
Tuesday? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're just opening later.
They open 3-9 Monday through Saturday. You check with Carol anyway, you know.
All right. I'll check with her.
Check anyway,
I'll check
you know.
With her.
Is there any chance that they said, Gilbert, and they turn lights off and lock
doors?
Yeah,
Gilbert, they open at they're closed today. They open back up tomorrow at 3. 3 p.m. is when they open.
Oh. There it is.
3 p.m. You went at 2, Gilbert. You got there too early.
Yeah.
Hey, Gilbert,
Are you going to cancel the Christmas party? I don't even know if I'm going to show up there.
Well, no, we didn't cancel
the Christmas party.
We didn't cancel the Christmas party.
We didn't schedule one. We canceled it.
Yeah,
it's early, Gilbert. It's August.
It's hard to cancel.
Give some time.
It's hard to cancel.
Let's see how the pandemic does.
Yeah, we don't know. Gilbert, when you were going to China Garden, were you planning on paying for your meal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he always pays.
What was your meal going to be?
He gets egg rolls.
$20 to $30.
About $20 to $30 worth of food by yourself.
Take home.
Yeah.
You share with your mom.
Yeah. What?
You share the food with your mom.
Yeah, I share food with mom.
Yeah, good.
Also, one more thing. If you have a Christmas party, my Christmas wish is pack things up with Dominic Sachsen. Can you arrange that?
Things up with who?
Dominic Sachsen.
Yeah.
What happened? Why are things askew with Dominic Sachsen?
What happened there, Gilbert?
I don't know. She don't like me anymore anyway. No.
Did you do something,
you
Gilbert?
Party? Is that possible to get arranged that? I know. I know it's good to get ahead of time, you know.
John, you hear him? Can you arrange Dominic Sachsen to come to the Christmas party?
I don't know.
I can't call the station no more. They blocked my number anyway.
Gilbert, hang up the phone.
No, well, Channel that's 2 not blocked your number.
Horribly surprising.
Quick question. Now, we know you had at one point an issue with somebody named Janet Shamblian, right?
Right. Yeah, you got arrested for that
one. You were for CBS now, anyway.
That was arrested?
Arrested?
Yeah.
Gilbert, what are you saying on the phone? Did you get to talk to Dominique?
Well, no, he had a...
Remember for his birthday,
he had a restraining order.
He had
a restraining order.
Okay.
Yeah. Gilbert, when you called Dominique, do you actually talk to her?
No.
She never answered the phone?
Well, how many...
No, I don't answer her phone anyway.
So did you... Wait, did you... Hold on a second. Did you leave her a message every day? Or do you used to?
No.
Did you? Did you?
No.
So what did you do that she does? She won't talk to you anymore.
I don't know. I saw her at the Memorial City Mall a long time ago. You know.
Did you bum rush her?
What?
Did you?
What did you do when you saw her at the mall?
It was a bum rush.
Took a picture with her down there anyway.
Took a picture with her?
No. You know,
where was your hand during the picture?
Will you stop that? I'm not a little pervert, you know.
Yeah, stop, John. Thank you, Gilbert.
There's the debate on that, by the way. Well,
thank you, Gilbert.
Yeah. You're not no.
By the time we had a Christmas party, Joe Biden be our next president. I swear to God.
Ooh, make your predictions.
I predict that real good anyway.
He's probably right.
He swears
to right.
God.
I swear to God, I predict that real good. Hold on.
What will the Texans' record be, Gilbert?
What?
I need a prediction for the Texans' record this year.
Let's see.
16 games.
15 games.
16.
4-8. 10-8.
4-8 or 10-8? Well, if they make the playoffs.
It's going to be tough action. 10-6. So if they go 10-6.
Wait a minute. Which is it?
Wait a minute. If they go 9-7 and play two playoff games, 10-8.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
That's true. Okay.
And the playoffs are expanded this year, right?
We jumped in for
you. Did the playoffs get expanded this year?
No.
Yeah. There's more teams.
14, right? Isn't it?
Two extra teams this year.
In the NFL, did they end up going with the expanded playoffs?
Yeah. The two seed has to play.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So maybe Gilbert's right.
Because it's additional revenue.
And a 9-7 team could probably make the playoffs this year. Go 10-8. Win a playoff game, lose one.
Let me ask you this, Gilbert.
Wait a minute. You're saying they win two. You're still getting to the NFC.
No,
win one, lose one. 9-7. Win one, lose one.
Oh, that's right.
10-8. Gilbert, when did Carol Channing die?
That's a pretty damn good
one. Yeah.
When did Carol Channing die?
Who?
Carol Channing.
You remember Carol Channing? Hello, Dolly?
She died in 2009. That is?
Carol Channing? Please. What about John Wayne?
Oh, that's
1979. I remember not to forget about that.
No, you.
How about Archie Bunker, the actor Carol O'Connor?
1996.
Check that real quick.
Carol O'Connor died. No, Carol Channing died in 2019.
2019.
She just died?
Yeah.
What about Carol O'Connor? He said 1996.
Carol O'Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gilbert. Yeah. I think you're off on that.
Hold on.
No, it was later in 96.
No, I don't think so.
2001.
Yeah. Oh, Gilbert.
He's off.
Gilbert, what's up with
Gilbert, you? Gilbert, you've lost some of your powers.
Yeah, you're off on these, Gilbert.
Frank Sinatra, exact day of death.
Frank Sinatra, 1998.
Okay.
Do you remember what month?
1998. He's correct on that.
Yeah.
I saw him.
Danny Thomas died in 1991.
Okay. Ooh, Danny Thomas. How about Marlo Thomas?
Is she alive?
She's still alive. She's pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah, Gilbert.
Would you call her over and over, too?
What?
You heard me. You heard what I said.
When did Michael Jackson die?
2009 or 2010.
2008, I believe.
Don't question Gilbert. 2009.
Yeah. It was?
Yeah, don't question
him.
I was getting ready to say, I've taken over the championship, Gilbert. Like, I was going to trash talk Gilbert, and I lost.
Yeah.
2009. Wow.
Yeah. He was dead on.
Say, Lance, what year did Sheraton Leonard die?
Who?
Sheraton Leonard.
Joseph Leonard?
Shelton Leonard.
Who's Sheldon?
Who is Sheldon
Leonard?
He played on Golden Pirate a long time ago.
Sheldon Leonard.
Sheldon Leonard,
he was in the Danny Thomas show?
I'd have no idea who this is.
I Spy, Andy Griffith, Guys and Dolls.
All right, Gilbert.
What character was he in Andy Griffith?
I have to look it up.
Oh. Ask Gilbert. Why are you asking?
Yeah, who was he, Gilbert and Andy Griffith? Was he the little kid with the peanut butter? Peanut butter sandwich?
No, Sheldon Leonard. He played on Danny Thomas, although Make Room for Daddy a long time ago. He wore glasses.
He wore glasses.
Sheldon Leonard.
You remember him? He
played Phil Brokaw on the Danny Thomas show.
Yeah, Gilbert.
Phil Brokaw.
Gilbert, name every member of Bonanza.
What are we doing?
Sheldon Leonard.
I don't like Bonanza.
Thank you.
Okay.
He doesn't like Bonanza.
He was only a producer on Andy Griffith.
Dan Blocker died in 1972.
Oh, that's Michael Sheldon Landon. Leonard. You know him.
I did.
Yeah, boy.
You would recognize his face.
You don't know him?
Nah.
Yeah.
I recognize his face.
Yeah, I recognize his
face.
What
year did Sheldon Leonard die? What year did he die?
1997.
What won the Oscar in 1995?
1997, Gilbert, for Sheldon Leonard's death. That's when he died.
Yeah.
What about
he doesn't care about your questions.
Phil Silver.
I don't know.
Why are you asking us?
Phil Silver's an old comedian.
Yeah, he used to.
Why are you asking us? This is a game
for
you.
On the Red Skelton show.
He was in
Phil Silver. He had a series about. He was a captain on a boat or something.
1985 is his death, Gilbert.
Gilbert,
do you know the answer to these? Are you asking us or is this our quiz?
No,
are you quizzing us?
He was bald.
Well, now you know how he feels like when we ask him questions.
Yeah, he's like, okay, let's see how good this radio is, guy.
Yeah.
Guys, Sheldon Leonard.
Who?
Phil Silver. Yo, it's not so good now, is it?
You think it's funny?
Oh, God.
Right. Tom Bossy died. Do you know that?
What?
Stop. No more.
Who?
Tom Bossy.
Tom Bosley. No, Tom Bosley was the voice.
Angels.
The Angels voice.
Yeah. I'm going to say 1982, Gilbert. No, 1986.
No, yeah, later.
He was also an actor.
Yeah, he was an actor.
Oh, the Angel. Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, John Forsythe was the Angels voice.
Yeah, he was in Happy Days, Tom Bosley.
Yeah, Tom Bosley was the dad.
Yeah.
Okay, that's quite enough.
What year did Tom Bosley die? What year Tom
Bosley die? No, we're not doing it. What year do people die game anymore? Real quick, though,
2010,
Gilbert. Do you expect a hamstring issue for James Harden?
What are we talking about?
Is James Harden going to get hurt?
Do you think James Harden's going to have a hamstring problem?
Third quarter
hamstring. And then who did you have winning presidency this year?
Oh, Biden.
But yeah.
Oh, don't forget that anyway. All right. Gilbert, thanks, pal. We appreciate it.
Gilbert, hang up the phone.
Bye, Gilbert.
Bye.
Men's T Clinic. That's a phone call to make right now. After that phone call, make this phone call. Men's T Clinic. Go to the website, mensteaclinic.com. They've got a list of concerns when you have lower testosterone and the issues that you will have arise. And with Men's T Clinic, you can see that low testosterone can have an impact on so many different quality of life areas, including libido, energy, lean muscle mass, mental sharpness and quickness. There's so many different ways that your testosterone levels can have an impact on your life negatively, but also positively. And so when your numbers are where they're supposed to be, you're going to see the benefits. And with Men's T Clinic, they will find out where your numbers are. And if they're low, they will start working on a treatment plan that's designed just specifically for you. They'll fine tune it until they get you locked in. And from there, zoom, you take off and the results are staggering. MensTClinic.com. 5 locations in the Houston area. Check them out for yourself at MensTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, I have access to, I guess everyone does, I don't know, through the AMC, my little card I have, whatever, for going to movies, early access to Tenet, the Christopher Nolan movie. It's gotten pretty good reviews so far. I think it's in the 70-80% range, I believe. Maybe it's higher than that. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Tenet. Here's the thing. I'm looking at these early access tickets or whatever for Monday the 31st, and then they've got September 1st, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, September 2nd. And it says up here, auditoriums are at 40% capacity or less to allow for social distancing. Masks are required before, during, and after the movie unless you are enjoying food or drinks. Now, 40%, if you consider 50% is every other seat.
Hmm.
And that's at every row? Every row, every other seat, right? You're going to have somebody right behind you. This is going to feel like if you are a little concerned.
Well, don't forget, people will be sitting together too. It won't just be single seat. So
yeah,
there will be four. If there's four people that have come together, then you're going to have more space. There's going
to I don't know how they figure that out, but I guess with reserve seating, they'll have to figure it out.
Have they told us about their precautions? Like, are they putting up shields in between seats? What are
they doing? I'm going to see. Okay, as part of our AMC Safe, and this is just AMC Safe and Clean initiative, we've made these changes. The seating capacity for each showtime is 40% or less based on municipality guidelines to allow for social distancing as part of our AMC Safe and Clean. Select seats marked with an X in this map are blocked for social distancing and will remain unoccupied. This auditorium features AMC signature recliners, which are already adequately spaced for social distancing. Guests may sit in front of or behind one another and still adhere to social distance guidelines. After your order is complete, the seats next to your seat selection will be blocked for social distancing. So that's probably what you're talking about. You may select seats on either side of blocked seats and still maintain social distancing. So no, Dale, I don't see anything having to do with plastic. And so I'm looking right now, occupied. And as soon as you do an occupied, they block off. Wow, there's a lot of blocked off seats.
So a group of four, family and couple, a husband, wife, couple of kids.
Yeah, I think it feels pretty.
And you will get, so a group of four, however that is determined, come in. They buy them at the same time. And then the seats to the left and to the right of that four are blocked off from anyone else?
Yeah, from what I can tell, like, there's a lot of blocked off seats. Okay, so if you, they block the seats off in front of you, too, at least in this particular theater that I'm looking at, there's a lot of blocked off seats. So if somebody's sitting in front of you, they're getting blocked off in this particular. So what they're trying to do is give a, hey, this is what AMC's doing nationally. But they even say locally they can do whatever they want. They can be less than 40%. And I'm telling you now, by looking at this, this looks like way less than 40%.
So you are a man who will enjoy a matinee, which means you go in the middle of the day without anyone. No family. Are you going to see Tenet in a movie theater?
So this is a 5 o'clock showing. They don't have any afternoon showings, which is what I was looking for. Right now, the way I'm looking at it, look at this, John. When you get seats, these are seats. These have all been blocked off all the way around it.
Yeah.
Everybody around you. So under this, definitely consider this. This looks like a ton of social distancing.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely will consider this.
It will, because people will be sitting together. So if it was one every if it was every other seat, then it wouldn't be that much social distancing. But with people sitting together, then it'll be just fine. So you're going to go?
I'm going to consider it.
And you want to see this? Isn't it another one of these? Is this a comic book movie?
No.
No.
No, it's not.
Although I've started what would be considered, you might consider, this is a comic book show that you could get behind. The Boys, I started it.
I've seen it.
Pretty good.
I've seen it.
You watched all of it?
No, I've watched about four episodes or so.
I'm about four in. The anti-comic book heroes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it so far.
Yeah, they're pretty much super, I said it before, they're superheroes who aren't about truth, justice, and American way.
No,
they're just normal people who got powers, and they're a-holes, because that's what normal people would be like. If you gave a normal person powers and they grew up in this country or another country, they'd probably be dicks. And that's what these guys, most of them are.
Bitch, watch me burn you with these eyes. Yeah. Why are you doing this, Homelander?
Oh, Homelander's a problem. Wait till you get deeper into the series. He's got multiple problems.
Is he problematic? Would Twitter call Homelander problematic?
Yes.
Is he the Earl Thomas of the show?
Well, he wouldn't have...
Or Antonio Brown.
He didn't have a brother, from what I can tell.
Oh.
But what he will do is use his superpowers to look through a wall and watch a woman breastfeed, because he's in love with her.
Wait a minute. She's breastfeeding, but he's in love with her?
What? You saw
she
it?
Just had a baby.
You saw it?
It's not his woman. It's someone else's woman that he's in love with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You saw that episode.
Yeah.
Then he says, you're leaking. This is not for the kids. I can tell you that The Boys is not for the kids.
No.
That's not a show for kids.
No. Yeah.
Like whenever the girl smashed that guy's head?
Yeah.
A billion pieces?
But what about
like,
when, I mean, in the first episode, or was it the first episode where she got run over by the dude running?
Wow. I had to.
Yeah.
When she got demolished into a billion pieces, and the only way you knew is because you saw this slow motion blood splatter her boyfriend in the face, and then you see A-Train sitting there with blood all over him.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm like, whoa.
There's a character who different. There's a character who's as fast as like the Flash. Like if people know that more commonly known, he's super real. But you know how the Flash avoids everyone? This guy ran through a woman and exploded.
Yeah. Now, what I have noticed though. Now you correct me if this changes. Is male characters bad? Female characters good?
The male characters, particularly the so far,
I think it's probably pretty accurate.
I'm only four episodes in.
Some of the female characters have their own issues.
I'm just going off of Maeve and Starlight.
Maeve, you'll find Maeve has her own issues, but she's nowhere near as bad as Homelander, because no one is. Homelander's like the worst person I've ever seen in a superhero movie, even worse than quote-unquote villains. He's just awful. He's an awful person. But you'll find out a lot more about him later. Yeah, so far, no one is going to be as problematic as Homelander. And the male characters... Yeah, they're awful. I can't say anything other way. They're awful.
It is interesting. I'm watching episode, I don't know, I think it may have been one. It was either one or two. I'm minding my own business. And then that invisible guy just shows up fully full frontal nudity. I'm like, why? Oh, yeah. Why am I got to get wanged now? Well, why do
you got wanged? You got wanged?
Speaking of exploding, have you guys seen Outpost, the movie?
I don't think
so. We watched that last night. It's on demand. It's about an outpost in Afghanistan. And it wasn't that long. 2009. And it was the true story. Dude's walking on a bridge, just explodes in front of another dude. And he goes, I think I got some of his brain in my mouth. And No.
Horrible.
Oh, no. But this movie is real, and it is... It's a true story. It is something. Good. It is
got great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it 92%. Is. It is. Well, it's intense. I can tell you that.
Got
boy.
Clint Eastwood's kid in it.
Yeah, that is Clint Eastwood's kid in it.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom's in it.
Yeah,
Legolas, as you would call him.
No,
Legolas.
Legolas doesn't last long.
I saw that advertised.
Spoiler.
Captain Keating didn't last long.
Spoiler.
All right. No, he goes early, so it's okay. It's not like it's.
And John doubles down on it.
Yeah.
No, he goes early.
Like
it's
the first
okay.
2 minutes. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
No. He's definitely going to die soon.
That is Clint Eastwood's son, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sergeant Cliff Romesh. Yeah. Romesh.
Is this an Eastwood movie?
Yeah, Ro.
I don't think so. He didn't direct it, but it is. Apparently, Jake Tapper wrote the book.
It's a book based on the valor of.
Can I watch it as a card carrying Red Stater? That because Jake Tapper, who works for CNN, is a part of it. Can I watch it?
Jake Tapper?
I believe so, yeah.
He wrote it?
Yeah.
So he's an author? I didn't know that was his book. I guess he was. I didn't know
Jake Tapper.
It's based on his book, so I'm allowed to watch it.
I don't care what his politics are.
No, but
the movie's pretty good.
But we're red staters, so can we watch? Are we allowed? Because CNN tells us all the lies.
We may be a blue state.
That's true.
We may be. So you're okay.
So I'm allowed to now. Yeah, I know I'm in a blue city.
You're in a very – and county.
Yeah, so I guess I'm allowed to.
Yeah, you're okay. Don't worry. You can.
You are
without,
always allowed, Dell. They hadn't taken
you
away
sure?
your rental
without
freedoms.
Repercussions.
Are
you
no sure? one's taking away your rental freedoms.
Yeah,
renting more like downloading illegally.
Whoa!
You
just said downloading illegal.
10 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. I want to talk right now about my peeps over at Boomer Naturals. If you're looking for that mask, and we're gonna guess what, masks are here, and I don't know that they're going anywhere anytime soon, and you want your mask game to be as good as possible, you got the neck gaiters, which, you know, we hear, oh, neck gaiters, they do if they're Boomer Naturals neck gaiters, because they've got the nano silver technology in there. And the nano silver technology collects all the droplets that people, the spittle that people will put on you, and you will not catch the virus because of the nano silver technology. Mask technology is kind of a big deal. Don't be using one of these masks that doesn't protect you. That's silly. Why would you even wear the mask if you can't be protected or protect other people from yourself? So if you're looking for that mask, you can use it for a month, rinse it out every night, and wear it the next day, and the nano silver technology will last for a month. If you spend $50, they'll free shipping and handling, and every one that you buy, they will donate one to a charity. That's pretty damn cool. So if you're looking for that mask, BoomerNaturals.com, put in promo code Granato. BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granato.
ESPN 97.5.